in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Be revealed in scriptures during the creation in Genesis 1 as the spirit of creativity. Am I communicating? God created the world by his wisdom. He said, through wisdom is a house built. You want to build your life, you want to build your family, you want to build your marriage, you want to build your finances, you want to build your academics, anything, you want to build your business, your relationship, anything you want to build successfully, you need wisdom. Wisdom is what you need to build well. Am I communicating? Through wisdom is a house built. By understanding it is established. And by knowledge all the chambers are filled with precious and what? Pleasant riches. That's Proverbs 24:3-4. Praise God. So God created the whole world, including human beings, by his wisdom. Okay, if you read Proverbs 8, the spirit of wisdom speaking there, he said he was with God when God was creating the world. He was the creative director. He was the architect of the creation. The spirit of wisdom was the master architect. He was the creative director, responsible for all the handiwork of God, all the works of his creation. In other words, the spirit of, you know, when shooting a movie, there's what we call creative director, right? When people shoot movies, there's what we call creative director. And the creative director has a serious role to play if you must have a good movie. So now, in Proverbs 8, wisdom speaking there said that he was a creative director. A translation puts it that way. Even though the King James Version, you will not see creative director there. You know, he was a creative director of the creation. As in God, the one directing God how to create, you know, create human being, do the put the ear here. Have you ever wondered why your eyes are here, not behind? Praise God. Just imagine human beings created. Eyes are behind. We'll be moving like this. This is how we'll be moving. Praise God. You know, he was a creative director to ensure perfection. Am I communicating? Glory to God. To show you the supremacy of wisdom. I said that you don't have money problem. You don't have academic problem. You don't have relationship problem. You don't have any form of problem. There are only two types of problem you have in this life. Is either a wisdom problem, that means you lack wisdom in handling that area, or you have a power problem. Yes, all problems in life are in two categories. Is either wisdom problem or power problem. And guess what? There are more wisdom problems than power problem. That means most of the problem people suffer, the cure is wisdom. Yeah, the problem is due to lack of wisdom. So if you supply them, if they function with the wisdom of God, it will solve the problem. Am I communicating? Even when you solve people's problem using the power of God, you still need wisdom in order to what? Maintain it. Glory to God. I say glory to God. And the good news is that Christ is the wisdom of God and Christ is the power of God. That's 1 Corinthians 1:24. Glory to God. Say with me, Christ is my wisdom. Is it 1 Corinthians 1:30? Is it, of him are ye in Christ, who is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification? Four things Christ is made unto us there in that scripture. Look at it there, redemption. He said, but of him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom. The wisdom there is Sophia. You know, last week we looked at three faces of wisdom. Wisdom usually wear three faces. Okay? Sophia, Sunesis, and Phronesis. Okay? Sophia, which is insight, supernatural insight into mysteries, secrets, you know, divine revelation like that. That's Sophia. Insight into reality. Then Sunesis is talking of comprehension. It's analytical wisdom. Okay? Unlike Sophia, Sophia is more like theoretical wisdom. But Sunesis, these are three Greek words for wisdom that shows the three faces of wisdom. Sunesis is more of your understanding, your comprehension. In Proverbs 8, wisdom say, I am understanding. You remember that scripture? It's talking of Sunesis, okay? Analytical wisdom. Then the highest level of wisdom is Phronesis. And actually, that was what God gave Solomon. Through that impartation, in that encounter, in the dream of the night, it was Phronesis God gave him. Am I communicating? Phronesis, which is practical wisdom, you know, Phronesis is a spiritual force that programs you to know and to do God's will, even unconsciously, without you knowing. Am I communicating? You just locate yourself within the center of God's will and you find yourself walking in God's will, doing God's will, doing the right thing at the right time. It programs you to be at the right place, meet the right people. Am I communicating? It's a force. The Bible calls it the wisdom of the just. In the New Testament, Phronesis is our birthright. Am I communicating? Luke 1:17. Jesus said, he said, concerning John the Baptist, he shall turn the fathers to the children to the fathers. He shall go before me in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to what? The wisdom. The Greek word wisdom there is Phronesis, which is the highest kind of wisdom. It says to the Phronesis of the just, to make ready a people for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Okay, now Mark 6 verse 2. Wisdom is a very crucial part of our redemption package. Okay, and wisdom is a grace. How many of you know that? It's a grace. It's a manifestation of God's grace. Okay, wisdom is a grace. It says, when he began on the Sabbath day, Jesus, when he was come, Jesus began to teach in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence are this man these things? Okay, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works, is talking of his miracles, is talking of his outstanding results. It takes wisdom to command outstanding results. You want to do exploits, you say wisdom is the key. Am I communicating? Mighty miraculous works are wrought by his hands. So watch this. The wisdom of God is not just seen. Sorry, it's not just heard in your words. It is seen in the mighty works that is wrought by your hands. Do you understand? The wisdom of God is not just heard in your words. It is what? Seen by your supernatural result, your exploit, your outstanding accomplishment. The mighty works that are wrought by your hands. Am I communicating? Before Solomon spoke Proverbs, before he spoke those wise words, what we call Proverbs, before he spoke those things, spoke over 3,000 Proverbs, we were told in scriptures. Is it 3,000? You understand? And then he sang so many songs. These are manifestation of wisdom in words. Before he did that, we saw that the wisdom of God produced exploits and mighty works. We saw it in the result of the judgment between those two allots. Am I communicating? So wisdom is not just heard in words. It's not just heard in wise sayings and wise quotes. It is seen in the mighty works. Supernatural result, outstanding accomplishment, undeniable exploit that is wrought by your hands. When the queen of Sheba came, because she heard of the fame of Solomon and she heard of his wisdom that produced the fame, because wisdom will make you famous. Wisdom is key to influence. Listen, your level of influence, impact, and income is a function of the level of wisdom you are functioning with, you are operating with. The level of wisdom you are operating with determines your level of influence, impact, and income. Wisdom will give you influence. It will give you impact. It will help you to impact your world. The whole world sought audience with Solomon. Okay, Solomon enjoyed global impact, global influence, and he became the richest man in the Old Testament before Jesus. Why? Because he functioned with the wisdom of God, phronesis. Am I communicating? When the queen of Sheba heard of Solomon's fame because of his wisdom, she came all the way from Ethiopia. And when she came, she saw wisdom. She saw the result of wisdom. Wisdom has proofs. It has results. It has fruit to show. Am I communicating? James chapter 3 verse 13. James chapter 3 verse 13. Watch this. He said, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation. Can you see that? Let him show that he is a wise man. The proof of his wisdom there is that it will show out of a good conversation. Conversation there is not talking of as in the meaning of English word conversation, as in people talking. The Greek word there is anastrophe. It means conduct, your manner of living, your manner of life, your behavior. Am I communicating? So wisdom is shown in the way you conduct yourself. It is shown in your conduct and character. Wisdom is expressed in your actions. Am I communicating? Wisdom is manifested in your manner of life, the way you live your life. You know, some people, the way they live their life, you will know that they are not walking in the wisdom of God. Too much foolishness in their actions, they are not manifesting the wisdom of God. But that's not the will of God. Okay? So he says, is there a wise man endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation or conduct and character, manner of life, behavior, his works. Can you see? Works, not just words, works, with meekness of wisdom. Hallelujah. Are you learning something? Are you understanding this? Luke chapter 7 verse 35. The true relevance of the end time church is in a display of God's superior wisdom, which cannot be gainsaid. You know, Jesus said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which none of your adversaries shall be able to what? Gainsay nor resist. And Ephesians 3, don't go there. Just leave it at Luke 7:35. I'm just quoting Ephesians 3:10. It says, God wants to display unto the principalities and powers and the rulers, the demonic princes and rulers, God wants to display through the church the manifold wisdom of God this end time. That's the multifaceted wisdom of God in all its infinite variety. There's a level of wisdom that every member of the body of Christ is ordained to walk in, that we daze principality, that we shock and surprise this world. Am I communicating? This end time. It is true we need power, but it is also true we need wisdom even much more. And wisdom is what will move you from the survivor mode. You know, there are people that say we are surviving. I don't like that word. We are not surviving. We are thriving. Okay? Wisdom will move you from the level of survival and sustenance to the level of surplus and significance. That is where God wants you to function in. Level of what? Surplus and significance. From the realm of survival to the realm of surplus. From the realm of sustenance, wisdom will move you to the level of significance. Wisdom makes you highly valuable. And when you become highly valuable, you are significant. Because your significance is tied to your value. The solution you provide, the problem you solve, and wisdom is a master key to solving problems and providing solutions. Am I communicating? So wisdom makes you significant. You can become so relevant that presidents of nations, kings, nobles, potentates will be congregating to you to hear your wisdom and to receive solution to their problem. Is that not what happened to Solomon? The Bible says all the kings of the earth, they sought audience to meet Solomon with all their problems, and Solomon was solving them with the wisdom of God. Glory to God. The Queen of Sheba came. Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing, no riddle, no puzzle, no enigma, no naughty problem, no nothing that she quizzed Solomon about. There was nothing that he didn't provide the solution. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Say with me, I have the wisdom of God. Christ has been made unto me wisdom. You know, the Bible says in Christ are hid all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And the good news is that Christ is in you. So you can say, in me is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All you need to do is to what? Draw out of that treasure. Okay? You draw out of that well of wisdom. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Luke 7, what? 35. So I said wisdom is manifested not just in mighty words, but in mighty works. Not just in mighty words, but in mighty works. It says, but wisdom is justified of all our children. This is Jesus speaking. Wisdom is justified of all our children. Give me, just be giving me different translation, beginning with Amplified, then Message, then NLT, then NIV, then various translation. I need speed, though. I need speed. Okay, he said, yet wisdom is vindicated, shown to be true and divine by all our children, by their life, character and deeds. Okay, hold it here. I think we'll stop here because of time. Can you see? Wisdom is justified by our children. I wanted you to see the meaning of that children there. By their life. Okay? The way you live your life, we will know whether you are walking in wisdom or not. By their character. You see that? You know, the Bible says concerning David, David behaved himself wisely. He behaved himself wisely. Okay? And then deeds. So let's look at five deeds of wisdom. Or you put five products. Put five deeds in bracket. Products or fruit. That deeds there is talking of product, is talking of fruit of wisdom. Am I communicating? Number one, five deeds or five product or five fruits of wisdom. Number one, discernment and sound judgment. Discernment and sound judgment. You need wisdom for discernment. Am I communicating? When you are walking in wisdom, listen, you will be able to discern greatness even when it is still small. Even before it is obvious to everyone. Even before it is... Now watch this. When Jesus was born, wise men came from the east. They could discern. They saw greatness. They saw his star. Now, they didn't wait for Jesus to be big before they celebrated and recognized the greatness. They were able to discern that even though this baby is still small, but he has greatness written all over his life and destiny. It takes wisdom to do that. Even though they were operating with occultic wisdom. Am I communicating? See, when you are walking in wisdom, you can see somebody that is begging transport today, and you can discern that this person is going to be a multi-billionaire. When you are walking in wisdom as a lady, you can see a guy that is drinking garri and trekking today, and you will be able to discern that this is going to be a great man tomorrow that will buy and fly me inside private jet. Do you know why a lot of ladies keep making mistakes? They find it hard choosing who to marry. They judge according to physical appearance in the now. So they are making their judgment based on the people of the world. Is that not how the people of the world make decisions? So it's just like Lot. Based on the senses, they are led by the senses. They cannot see into the future. They are bankrupt of wisdom for discernment. Momifet Oyedepo said, okay, Bishop Oyedepo said it's a four star general. You know the meaning? That means three ladies have turned down his marriage proposal. Mommy Faith was the fourth person that agreed. So he's a four star general. Now then, Bishop, he didn't even have the luxury of having a shoe when he was on campus, Kwara Poly. He was wearing sandals. But then he would be talking big things. Yay, I can never be poor. He would just be talking his vision. Yet he was wearing only one shirt. He was a passionate visionary, but in the physical, he was the definition of poverty. So he met the first lady, asked her out, she turned him down. Why? Because she judged him by what she was seeing in the physical. She didn't have wisdom for discernment to see that this is a great man waiting to happen. The second woman, the same thing. The third one, turned her down. Mommy Faith, who was a graduate of the prestigious OAU, took a risk and accepted to marry a polytechnic graduate from Kwara Poly that read architecture. And you know, those days, even till now, university graduates, they see themselves, you know, higher than polytechnic. There is this superiority. It was worse then. But Mommy Faith was the only of those ladies that had wisdom for discernment. She could discern greatness even when it was not looking like it. Today, is flying her in private jet. Is car a prayer point today? Are you getting me? You don't judge not based on the senses. Am I communicating? This is a problem with Christian lady. The fact that the guy doesn't have a car, he doesn't have house, he doesn't have money today, does that mean his future is going to be like that? And where is the guarantee that because the guy is riding Range Rover today, that in the next 5-10 years, he will still be riding the Range Rover? You better open your eye. Some of them, if you see very well, self, those riding Range Rover today, they may die in the next 3 years. And then you become a widow. You made your decision based on the senses. I knew a lady that married a guy. It was not even up to 2 years. The guy died after the wedding. She is now a widow. He died of kidney failure. But the guy had a car. He had a big house. So she made her decision based on those things. Am I communicating? Be wise. Tell your neighbor, be wise. You need wisdom for discernment. Never look down on anybody. Never look down on anybody. You need discernment. You don't judge the future of a ministry or a church based on what is happening in the present. It takes a lot of... Do you know why a lot of people leave ministries when it's still in the formative stage? It's because they lack wisdom for discernment. They cannot see the future. So they judge the ministry based on the physical things they are seeing in the present. Am I communicating? I told you the story of one man, Mr. Lot, in NFI, that me and Pastor Nenkup, he was part of Living Faith Church when they were still in Angwarimi, when they were still young, when they were starting then. They were less than 20 members then. They didn't have the influence they have today. He was a part of those people that started the church. But he was convinced by his parents to leave, and him too, he agreed to be convinced. You understand? Eh? He left because he did not have discernment to see the future of the ministry. There is no founding member of Living Faith Church that is small today. None. None of them is poor. None. Am I communicating? See, you need a lot of wisdom for discernment. Solomon received wisdom by supernatural impartation through that prophetic dream. He woke up. Nobody knew what happened in that dream, only him and God. How did the whole of Israel knew that Solomon had received impartation of wisdom? It was after he made that famous judgment. When those two allot brought case to him, they were dragging. This one of the allots slept on a baby and killed the baby. Two of them delivered almost the same time. They were living in the same house. Now one of them, out of carelessness, is lack of wisdom that made that woman to kill a child. Okay, you can't be a nursing mother and be sleeping like you understand? How did she even do it? She slept on the baby. Will try and be shouting, at least she should wake up now. Is it the sleep of death? Until she suffocated, asphyxiated that baby to death. Which kind of thing is that? That neonate, or maybe it's neonate now, newborn. So now they brought case to Solomon. How will he handle it? That was where the wisdom he had received, because two of them argued that the living baby is theirs. The wisdom he received last night started manifest. He called his servant. He said, "Oh yeah, since two of you are arguing," he said, "divide the baby perpendicularly. Give half to this one, give half to the other woman." Then the woman whose baby is not, the one that foolishly slept on a baby and killed and is now claiming that the living baby is her own, say, "Yes, let them go ahead. Since you no agree, divide the baby." She was in support. She was in favor. Solomon was watching. Wisdom was operating here. The real mother of the living child, because of motherly love and compassion, Aboel started moving. He said, no, the children kill the child. That if it is like that, just give it to the other woman. She would rather have the baby alive with somebody else than to have the child dead. Solomon said, "Give her the baby. She's the real mother." Tell me, how can common sense tell you that one? Can common sense produce this kind of judgment? So the number one product or fruit or deed of wisdom is what? Discernment and what? Sound judgment. See, if you walk in wisdom, you will make the right decision. There are some people, they are always making wrong choices, always making wrong decisions. You better cry out for wisdom, because you are not walking in the wisdom of God. Sound judgment. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Sound judgment. Choices over chances. You get it right the first time. When you are operating with wisdom, you won't be experimenting. You won't be guessing. It's not guesswork. You get it right the first time. Because you are functioning with phronesis. You are guided to make the right choices. Hallelujah. So, discernment and sound judgment leads to superior decision making. 1 Kings 3:16 to 28. Write it down. Discernment and judgment leads to superior decision making. 1 Kings 3:16 to 28. You see that famous judgment, how Solomon sorted out those two harlots that were claiming, that had this dispute over the baby. Wisdom produces sound decision making. Number two, we are looking at five deeds of wisdom, right? Problem solving ability. Listen, the wisdom of God is a provider of solutions. The wisdom of God gives you answers to all of human problems. It gives you answer to naughty problem. The wisdom of God, one characteristic of God's wisdom you must note is what? Problem solving and solution providing. The wisdom of God is solution providing, it is problem solving. Am I communicating? Write down Genesis 41, 33 to 40. When King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, when Pharaoh had a dream, nobody could interpret. They had to look for Joseph. By the wisdom of God, Joseph proffered, he didn't just interpret the dream, he proffered a 14-year solution, agroeconomic plan that bailed Egypt and the whole world from perishing from those 7 years of famine. So the wisdom of God is problem solving and solution providing. See, when you are walking in the wisdom of God, you become indispensable. You are not easily replaceable. You are not the type that they can easily sack from work, because you are too valuable. You are highly valuable. You are always providing solution to the problems in that organization, to that, in that company, in that family. Most of the times when there is family problem, my father calls me. You understand? You see, when you are walking in wisdom, people will be looking for you for solution. Am I communicating? The kings of the earth will look for you for solution. The queen of Sheba, all the kings of the earth, they congregated to Solomon with their problems and he supplied solution. You become the solution man and the solution woman. Tell me, which boss will fire that kind of staff? Imagine you have Daniel in your cabinet, as a president. You have Daniel in your cabinet as one of your chief advisors. Will you, even when you reshuffle cabinet, won't you retain people like that? Daniel 5:11-12. You see Daniel supplying solution there. So God's wisdom will give you answers to both national and global problems. Daniel 11. There is a man in thy kingdom, when nobody could interpret the handwriting. He says, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods? In the days of thy father, light, understanding, wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say thy father, made what? Master of the magician, astrologer, Chaldean, soothsayer. Verse 12. He said, for as much as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting of dreams, showing of hard sentences, dissolving of doubt, were found in the same Daniel. It says, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called. He will show the interpretation. Do you know Daniel was, he maintained perpetual relevance. Almost, is it three or four kings? Three or four dispensations. Spanning over a period of four decades or so. Daniel maintained relevance. Why? Because he was a problem solver, he was a solution provider. They couldn't do without him. Am I communicating? Number three, creativity and craftsmanship. Write down this scripture. You go home and meditate on them. Exodus 23, verse 3. Creativity and craftsmanship. The wisdom of God imparts creative ingenuity. and supernatural ability in terms of all this craftsmanship. You become a master craftsman. Okay? That Exodus 31:1-6. You remember Bezalel and Oholiab, the people God filled with the spirit of wisdom? They were, do you know, they were the one that built the tabernacle of Moses. Are you aware? They didn't learn it. They didn't study architecture in school. Who taught them? Somebody said the spirit of wisdom. God put the spirit of wisdom on them. They made, in fact, it says all manner of workmanship. All manner. Are you a tailor? Are you a carpenter? Are you into artisan work? Cry out every day for the spirit of wisdom. It will grant you creativity. It will grant you craftsmanship ability. Am I communicating? Bezalel and Oholiab, who God put in them the spirit of wisdom, they were the one that made the whole tabernacle of Moses. Nobody taught them. The spirit of wisdom taught them. Including Aaron's garment. Including the clothes the priest wore. They were the one that made it. And guess what? They didn't attend any fashion designer school. They didn't study any archae or building engineering. The spirit of wisdom taught them all of that. Am I communicating? Say with me, I receive impartation of supernatural creativity and craftsmanship by the operation of the wisdom of God. So Exodus 31:1-6, Exodos 35:30-35. Exodus 35:30-35. Then 1 Kings 4:32. Wisdom finds expression in creativity and craftsmanship. Wisdom finds expression in creativity and craftsmanship. Two things you must always pray to God for every day. Number one, every day you wake up, God, give me wisdom for success today. Number two, favor. Wisdom and favor should be your eternal prayer. Very important. Number four, innovations and inventions. Divine innovations and witty inventions, they are all byproduct of wisdom. They are deeds of wisdom. What's the difference between the two? Give me Proverbs 8:12. He said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I found out knowledge of witty invention. What's the difference between invention and innovation? I will tell you. Invention means bringing out something that was not there before. So, invention has to do with creating something new. You are bringing forth something new that was not there before. That was non-existent. Am I communicating? You are bringing it from the realm of the invisible. From the realm of the spirit, you are bringing forth ideas, concept and insight. Something, a product or something. Am I communicating? A discovery. You are bringing it forth from the immaterial world into the material world. Something new that was not there before. But innovation means an improvement upon something that was already in existence. Do you get it? Invention, you are bringing forth something that was not in existence before. Something new. Innovation, you are not bringing forth something new per se, but you are improving upon something that is already in existence. Am I communicating? So innovation is an improvement made upon something that is already existing. Okay, wisdom gives you that. I say Proverbs 8:12, 1 Chronicles 23:5. Write down 1 Chronicles 23:5, 2 Chronicles 26:15-16. Praise God. Praise God. Number 5, breakthrough ideas and strategies. They are byproduct of wisdom. Breakthrough what? Breakthrough ideas and what? Strategies. Breakthrough ideas and strategies. They are byproduct of wisdom. Write Genesis 30:25-33. Divine ideas, concept, insight, all of that. Joshua 5:13-15. Joshua 6:1-5, Deuteronomy 34:9. Breakthrough ideas and strategies. Have you written it? Have you written it down? Now, I'm about to say something very important, so listen carefully as I round up. Look up. You know, write this down. Channels of wisdom. What are the channels by which we access wisdom? We'll look at few of them today. Number one is through prayer. Prayers. James chapter 1 verse 5. He says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, the liberal God, the ever-giving God, that upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, not in wavering. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So you ask in faith. You can pray for wisdom. Pray in tongues. You know, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue is speaking mysteries. And Paul said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. So when you pray in tongues, you connect to that frequency of mystery. You activate the flow of wisdom, the wellspring of wisdom. You know, remember, wisdom is in your spirit. It's of the spirit. Though it can find expression through your mind, but it's of the spirit. David said, you will make me to know wisdom in my inward part. The inward part there is talking of his spirit, his heart. Am I communicating? So when you start praying in tongues, when you pray in the spirit, you are activating the flow of wisdom, the fountain of wisdom. It will start flowing from your spirit to your soul, to your mind, and then it comes out. Am I communicating? Prayers. Then number two, meditation. Meditation. You want to walk in wisdom? Learn to meditate. Joshua 1 verse 8. Meditate on God's word habitually. Okay? Practice meditating on God's word every day. Don't just read. Okay? Beyond reading and studying, it's good to read. It's good to study. But go one more step. Learn to meditate on God's word. Joshua 1:8, this book of the Lord shall not depart of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Give me this in Amplified. So you learn to meditate richly on God's word. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Colossians 3:16. Okay, Amplified version of Joshua 1:8, he says, look at that ending part. He said, for then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall what? Deal wisely. That when you learn to meditate on God's word, you will deal wisely. Do you want to deal wisely in the affairs of life? You know, you cannot have good success, neither can you prosper, until you learn to deal wisely in the affairs of life. You walk in wisdom. Now, do you get to assess that wisdom? It says, meditate on God's word. Remember what David said in Psalm 119. He said, I understand more than the ancient. Thy word has been my meditation. David became smarter than ancient, old people, all these legend of old, by meditating. Remember, the word of God is the wisdom of God. So through meditation, the wisdom of God, when you meditate on the word, wisdom is distilled into your spirit. It's like you are squeezing juice from orange. Have you squeezed orange juice? You squeeze the what? You squeeze the orange to bring out the juice. So when you are meditating, that's what you are doing. That juice there is the wisdom. The flow of wisdom. As the juice, as you are squeezing it through meditation, wisdom flows. Am I communicating? David said, I understand more than my teachers. Thy word has been my meditation. Through meditating on God's word, you can become wiser than even your teacher. You can become smarter. You operate with divine intelligence, supernatural intelligence. You can't be a dullard if you understand what I'm teaching you. Bible says you have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. Paul writing to Timothy, he said, from childhood thou hast known what? the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise. How does it make you wise? You meditate on it through constant, habitual meditation. From childhood, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. So get acquainted with God's Word. Meditate on it, and you will walk in wisdom, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you learn to spend time. I like to meditate on God's Word. You know, some of you just read. Calm down. Meditate. Ponder on it. Visualize it. Verbalize it. Okay? Ruminate on the Scriptures like a ruminant animal. Praise God. You know, that's where the real deal is. That is where the blessings are. That's how to command the flow of wisdom, to assess the wisdom of God. You assess the wisdom bank by meditation. The wisest men I know on earth, even in history, are men that are given to much meditation. Go and check any person, any human being that has formed the habit of spending quality time meditating. The person will walk in wisdom. Yes, the person will walk in wisdom. I heard the story of a man that people come from all walks of life with their problem to meet him for solution. And guess what? He will enter a dark room. Once he hears your problem, he will enter a dark room and turn off the light and sit meditating with pen and paper. By the time he is done, he will come out and give the person solution to their problem. And that was how the person was solving people's problem. Somebody said the power of meditation. And money was coming to him. They were paying now, paying for the services. Praise God, the revenues of wisdom. Wise people are people that are given to much meditation. Most of the time, that is how I get my messages. I pray in tongues and I meditate. And then, flow of wisdom. That is how I get my messages. Yeah. That is how I get messages. The thing will just be flowing. Okay? It will be flowing. You learn to meditate. Praise God. Then, another channel of assessing wisdom is impartation of the Spirit. Prophetic encounters and impartation. Write it that way. Prophetic encounters and impartation. Then write 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 15. Prophetic encounters and divine what? Impartation. Divine encounters and impartations of the Spirit of God. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. So you can receive wisdom by divine impartation from the carriers, from God Himself, and then the carriers of the Spirit of wisdom. Am I communicating? Remember the encounter Solomon had. He sacrificed to God at Mount Gibeon, 1,000 burnt offering out of love. And then God appeared to him in a dream of the night. He said, Solomon, you have impressed me. God gave him a blank check. What do you want? That was a divine encounter, right? In a dream of the night. In a prophetic dream. And then he said, give me wisdom to govern your people. And God was impressed again. God said, I will give you wisdom, including all the one you didn't ask. God said, I have given you wisdom. That was a divine encounter. And he received an impartation of divine wisdom. And he woke up with phronesis. Do you know in a dream, God can release impartation of wisdom? Praise God. Through divine encounters, you can receive. I once had a dream some years back. I think like 3-4 years ago. In the prophetic dream, I saw Pastor Poju Oyemade. He laid hands on me. He said, I release on you wisdom for global impact. Impartation of grace for wisdom for global impact. Am I communicating? Encounters can communicate wisdom. Praise God. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. And now Joshua the son of Nun is full of the Spirit of wisdom, for Moses the man of God had what? laid hands on him. Praise God. So, impartations. Sometimes hands are laid on you. What you received is an impartation of the spirit of wisdom. Am I communicating? Then, number what now? Channels of number four, as I round up. Number four, write this down. Tithing and giving. Tithing and giving. I will throw more light on this next week. Tithing and giving. Now, look up. Let me make a very important statement. Now, this is the mistake most people make. They think the returns on tithing and giving is just the money and the material return. Let me surprise you. When you tithe and when you give, listen, because this one is very important. The money and material returns you get is not even the main harvest. It is just part of the fringe benefit. It's not the main thing. Should I tell you the main harvest that God releases to you? Wisdom. In response to your tithe. In response to your giving. The harvest comes in form of wisdom. God gives you wisdom. God gives you favor. God gives you what? Security. Supernatural preservation of your life and destiny. Divine health. All these things I just mentioned, money cannot buy them. Are you listening? Because most of the time, somebody will say, I sow my seed. They say, when you sow, you will get 100-fold harvest. So, they sow 1,000. They are looking for 100, 1 million. So, when the 1 million does not come, it's as if the whole thing is a lie. It's because, listen. People have not been correctly taught that the money and material return you get in response to your giving is not the main harvest. It's just a fringe benefit. The main harvest comes in form of divine wisdom. When God says, when you honor me with your tithe, I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. The blessing there is not money and material things. No. The blessing there, it comes in form of divine wisdom. Before you know, divine ideas, concept and insight will start coming to you. Am I coming? Breakthrough ideas, creativity, innovation. The harvest comes in form of divine favor. Favor will give you unusual kindness. You enjoy unusual kindness, unusual acceptance, unusual access. Doors start opening for you. Am I communicating? This is how the blessings of tithing and giving comes majorly. The money and material harvest or return is just one tiny part of the harvest. It's part of the fringe benefit. It is not the main thing. Are you getting me? This is important. Let me give you the story of R.G. Letourneau. Okay, I was telling you about R.G. Letourneau. Very faithful tither. Or a robot talks about him. You can read about R.G. Letourneau in his autobiography. It's titled Movers of Men and Mountain. Movers of Men and Mountain. Now listen, R.G. Letourneau was a faithful tither. And how did, my time is up, rise to your feet. How did his blessing, how did his return come from tithing? How did it come? Should I tell you? Are you ready to hear? He was tithing, and look at how God opened the windows of heaven. God poured wisdom. The guy started, even in his dream, inspired ideas will come to him. In his dream, he started seeing picture of earth moving equipment. He so saw it that he drew what he saw. This man did not go to school, he's uneducated. He came out with the picture, and by the leading of the Spirit, he gave engineers that went to school that they should design something like this that he saw, that God showed him in the dream. And that was how they produced all this earth moving equipment, bulldozer, what we call bulldozer today, tractor. His company were the pioneers. It is said that 70% of those earth moving equipment that they used to fight World War II, it was his company that supplied it. The man became a very wealthy man. He founded his company, including tire. His company was producing tire by the operation of divine wisdom. They produce will and all of that. These are the returns on his tithe. That's why I said money and material is not even the main harvest. Are you getting me? It's good you know, so that as you are giving, you know what to expect. Or a robot asks R.G. Letonio, how did you know that all these ideas and vision is as a result of your tithing? Look at what he said. He said, I noticed that anytime I stop tithing, it will stop coming. The ideas and all of that will stop coming, or they will become obscure. But when he resumes tithing, it will start coming again. That was how he knew. So the guy, you know what he did? He started increasing his tithe. It is said that before he died, he got to 90%. He was giving God 90% tithe. He was living comfortably on 10%. But he started with 10%. Somebody say divine wisdom. Shall I surprise you again? Albert Einstein received the theory of relativity in his dream. The idea came to him in his dream. Things happen, oh. All of you are dreaming, they are chasing you with cutlass. People are receiving divine ideas by wisdom. Should I shock you again? Frederick Banting. Go and browse about Frederick Banting, the guy that discovered insulin. It was in a dream of the night. Frederick Banting, God showed him how to isolate insulin and use it to cure woman problems in a dream of the night. I want you to cry out to God, Father, I receive divine ideas. I receive divine wisdom in response to my giving. You see, when you give, this is how God releases your harvest. Although, listen, divine ideas, breakthrough ideas, concept, ideas are more important than money. Calm down. See, money and material things, they lose value with time. But a divine idea does not lose value with time. Sam Adeyemi wrote a book. He said, ideas rule the world. Ideas will produce money. Are you getting me? Not just for one day, for your whole generation. Is Facebook not somebody's idea? Are you getting me? So the real harvest on our tithing and giving, they are immaterial, sir. They are immaterial. They come in form of divine wisdom, in form of divine favor, in form of supernatural protection, insurance of your life and destiny. Your giving can enhance your health. It comes in form of divine ideas, concept, insight, breakthrough strategies. Pastor Mafeng was in a service one day. He received in a vision, divine idea how to make clothes. This is what we are talking about. This is how the harvest of your giving comes. Some of you will start designing application. You will start, are you getting me? Spirit inspired ideas. Listen, don't joke with those things. Or when they come, write it down. Even in your dream, you receive those things. Glory to God. Look at George Washington Carver that I told you. 325 innovation from peanut. Peanut. And then 100 innovation from sweet potato. Am I communicating? 100 innovation from sweet potato. 320, is it 24 or 25 innovation from peanut. In response to prayer, God, let me see this peanut the way you saw it at creation. Do you know this thing they call crop rotation? It was the one that founded crop rotation down several years ago in Southern America, when they noticed that their crop, then agriculture was the mainstay, their crops were dying because of lack of nutrient. Then wisdom came to him, and then he was looking for solution to the problem. Then God told him, okay, they should start planting legumes. They should alternate the crop. And that was how they started this thing called crop rotation. And then manure and all of that was provided by the legumes that they were planting. And then he went on with great invention. I want you to cry out, Father, my days of foolishness are over. The world must hear my own my own product. You see, he said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I found out knowledge of witty invention. Witty invention. Father, let there be flow of witty invention, innovation, creative ideas, concept and insight. Go ahead and talk to the Lord.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.